100% of my practice is basically telling the story of what happens to people's money. A lot of that is fraud investigation and going in and figuring out what happened to somebody's money. Other parts of that is looking at contracts, understanding relationships, and testifying in court when people sue each other and need somebody to talk about what has happened to their money. We've requested documents from the CRC, and the first thing I do as a CPA is I say, I want to look at your financial statement. I want to know all the money coming in, and I want to know all the money going out. Pretty basic. They've not had an audit done for the CRC nor for any of their major vendors ever for the last 5 or 6 years. So total CRC funding by source. No reply. They actually told me physically they don't have that accounting. So I said, you spent $120 million or $150 million. We don't really know. What have we gotten for those project deliverables? You know, what did we get? And she being the CRC, the manager, she's brand new, Nancy Boyd. She said, I don't really know. I need to get that to you. $108 million WSHOD has spent between 2006 and 2010. At least that's what they're telling us. I can't prove that with actual vouchers or invoices just yet. $15 million of that didn't have a vendor name. So of the $108 million, nearly 12, 13%, I can't tell you who we paid. $38 million of the $108 million that WSHOD has spent, we do not know what it was for. $77 million of the $108 million has gone to a single vendor. $77 million has gone to David Evans and Associates. David Evans and Associates do architectural and engineering. And what bothers me is everything that I see where they've provided information, for example, to reporters says that they've only spent 28 or 30 million. Here are my observations as a forensic accountant. We have no financial reporting for the 130 or 150 or at least the $108 million we know as Washington taxpayers has gone out of our coffers. We have no real understanding of where that money came from, and 15 million of the 108, we don't know where the money went to. We have lack of data in an accounting system. As an accountant, as a forensic accountant, that's just it's a big red flag. I wonder sometimes about egos and about saving face. And sometimes my clients come to me and they've really invested in something bad, and I say, you know, let's stop the bleeding. Let's just stop spending what we're spending our money on, and it's embarrassing, and it's not something we can feel good about, but at least let's say we've made a $150 million mistake and not a $3 billion or a $10 billion mistake.